If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Well, folks, we are into June. We are that much closer to training camp, and there have been OTAs that the Giants have been hosting. And I don't know if you know this. Chris Bisignano seems a little excited about Malik Nabers, and I'm holding him to it because it got me excited when I saw Chris's video on Twitter that I think the Revival even put out as like the beat writers gushing over this guy. So as a Giants fan, I could not have been happier when I saw Chris's reaction. Chris does not overreact to too much. Even the Red Sox, he doesn't overreact one way or the other. He's pretty even keel. So when he reacted that way to Malik Nabers, I raised my eyebrows and I couldn't wait to talk to him about this today. So Chris, keep me excited, my friend.
Look, it's just the kid's everything is advertised. It's just what seeing him up close is the kid is just dynamic. I mean,
what is it that is catching your eye in particular though?
His catch radius.
Yeah.
You know, his speed, his double moves. Everything that basically what you read about him and or if you saw him in LSU numerous times, he's just bringing over here. Now, I'm listening to radio stations after I laugh my ass off, Jerry. You know, like, you know, I hear these two guys in a radio station and they're going on, oh my God, listen to the Giant beat writers. And, you know, here we go in shorts. And it's, we know that. Okay. We all know that.
I know who you're talking about, too.
We're talking this time of year.
Yeah.
We'll talk about guys, no contact and like that. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you can't get excited about a kid.
Sure.
Now, if me or Art Stapleton and Jordan Reynolds of the world, we all came out and said, oh, Giants are going 13-4 this year because of Malik Nabers. We all look at the catches. That would be like buffoons. Everybody has a right to say, what the hell are these guys? It's a short. I report what we're seeing, right? Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear these guys on the radio this afternoon. They're going on about, you got no fooling. But he is a sixth overall pick. He's impressing in OTAs, and we'll see what happens in camp. And we all
know. God forbid, Chris, you put any good news about the Giants out there. My God.
It's like I left. You know, it's probably the same guys that started watching hockey in April and decided that this team is
Florida's good.
Should be beating this team. And I can't believe we're losing to this team. Who are these guys? You know, the same guys.
Yeah.
Guys, we know. Right. We know this is, we're not saying always a playoff team, but you see the excitement because Jerry, when you see this kid, it reminds you of Odell.
Right.
Who, by the way, did not have a beginning like Nabers had because he was hurt.
Yep.
Okay. And you see this kid, and he's making acrobatic catches in a corner and he's doing this and that. And it's impressive. And why not get excited about it? You know, I mean, Jerry, if you think I'm going to put every tweet out there, oh, great corner end zone grab by Malik. He went up and got it, but it's shorts. It's spring.
Right. Asterisk. Spring, no contact. Right. Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
All right. People actually get paid on radio stations to come up with this analysis, you know.
Sure.
Of it's shorts. We know.
Right.
But I think it wasn't the only one that when you see this kid day after day.
Right.
And you said it's a lot to be excited about as a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to be excited about because Jerry, you're looking at a stronger Odell. I mean, I'm looking at him, and it reminds you of number 13.
That's unreal. Yeah.
You know, and of course, now he's got to go out, and we all know that, against Minnesota, and the season starts, and we'll see. But it's a lot to be excited about. The kid has been everything as advertised, Jerry, and seeing him up close, he's strong, you know, and you know, you see him blown by guys and this and that, and he's making these catches, and you know, why not get excited over it? Nobody's saying the Giants are a playoff team or this kid's make Daniel Jones, Dan Marino. Yeah. Nobody, you know, we're just saying, you know, it's exciting to watch, you know. So.
Jalen Hyatt is, though. That got me. I was psyched when I saw that. Good for him. You got to think that, kid.
And that's another thing, Jerry. You know, that's another thing. I'm hearing these two guys on the radio today. They're going, oh, yeah, Giant Hyatt. Oh, they're a playoff team. He was asked.
Well, what's he going to say? Now we suck.
And I'm waiting for the other guy on the radio to say, well, he was asked by the media. You know, he's 99% of players are going to say, yeah, we think we're a playoff team.
You should think right? that.
So, yes. You know, it's the typical stuff, you know, and people actually get paid salaries for this analysis. That's what I laugh at. You know,
it's unbelievable. Yeah.
So, Jerry, Jalen Hyatt, speaking of Jalen, you know, we could get into the wide receiver room. Let's start off with that, Jerry.
Yeah, sure.
OTAs is over. We could start, what are you seeing in OTAs? Next week's mandatory camp, all that stuff. Well, you see Jalen Hyatt, and you've seen a stronger kid, you know, a kid who realized he needed to gain a few pounds to get stronger in routes. His route running needs to be a little bit better, defined. Worked with Steve Smith last week, senior, a future Hall of Famer. Maybe a future Hall of Famer. And you see what they're working on. And I put this out there on Twitter numerous times. One of the biggest adjustments to rookie receivers coming into the NFL is getting off the line of scrimmage, okay? And that's what Steve Smith, a senior, was working on him. You know, last week with Jalen Hyatt, who feels he has to improve on that. Okay. But he felt he had to get stronger, you know, and you see it, of course. You see he's a little more built, you know, than last year. You know, so, but look at this wide receiver room, Jerry. And the potential is pretty damn good.
It's exciting. Yeah.
It should be exciting to Giants fans. We have Hyatt going into year two. A healthy now, Wandell Robinson, right?
And that's the one I'm most excited about of all. I mean, right. Neighbors aside, I'm psyched for Wandale, buddy.
Right, as you should be. Yep. And, you have Darius Slayton entering year six. We know what Darius could give you.
Yeah.
Okay, and anybody doesn't think Darius should be on his team. I don't know what the hell sport you want. You know, I don't know what the hell you're watching.
At least he's consistent. He's going to give you 700 yards. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and of course, you know, Malik Nabis, right? Who everybody should be excited about because the kid is so far showing everything, you know, that everything is advertised. You know what I mean? Everything you see. So it's a nice little wide receiver. Then you got some veterans in there, maybe Allen Robinson competing, but the core is going to be Wandell, Darius, Malik Nabis, Jalen Hyatt.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the core, Jerry, you know?
Is there going to be a lot of four receiver sets, you think?
I don't think Dave's is going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jerry. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of 11 personnel, you know, and all that stuff. Will you see that possibly? Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You know, but then you kind of take out that tight end and, you know, blocking line. You know, a lot's going to depend on the offensive line, too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So,
right.
You know, you do that, now you're taking out a block, you know, a guy back. Yep. So, you know, so look, it's an exciting wide receiver room. It's a young wide receiver room, you know. Mm-hmm. And Darius is a veteran. He's 6 years in the league, and seems like the old timer, you know.
Yeah.
I know they got Allen Robinson in here, and we'll see what he does and all that stuff. But I think this is a room that, you know, staying healthy, dude, a lot of potential, man. You know, I'm expecting Jalen Hyatt to really bring his game to another level this year.
Yeah.
I think Malik Nabis hits the ground running, Jerry. I really do. And Wandell, you know, we saw what he did last year when he was healthy.
With really no one on the outside to take any attention away either. Right. That's why I'm excited about Wandell, dude, in the slot.
Yeah.
Like next to near Neighbors, but people, you know, teams are going to focus on Neighbors. That's what he brings to the table. Like his ability, like it gets you excited, but also the attention he's going to garner as well. That's what I'm psyched about, too.
Sure, man. Sure. You know, he's a weapon in that slot. And, you know, and before anybody starts putting comments in later, you know, well, who's going to throw him the ball? We understand this. You know, it's Daniel. And Daniel, you know, hopefully Daniel, you know, gets back to, you know, he'll be healthy and all that stuff and all the other things that come into play. Now Daniel could get these kids the ball. You see it all the time. Every time Neighbors makes a catch and Brad's, well, you know, who's going to get him?
We're like, hey, nice throw by Drew Lock.
Yeah, well, Drew Lock's getting the ball. Drew Lock's in the quarterback, you know, all that stuff. You're going to see that all summer. It's going to be all summer.
Yeah.
You know, Locke made some good throws yesterday and all that stuff, but we know what Locke can do. He has a resume. We know what Daniel can do. He has a resume. But Daniel's going to be the number one quarterback. He's going to be a starter.
Yeah.
But he has weapons, Jerry. You know, the potential there, the weapons are there, you know.
Now, since you jumped to Daniel, you also said you saw a different look about him. Like, do you really believe that he has an axe to grind a little bit and prove himself again?
Yeah, I think he's pissed, you know.
Yeah.
Now he's got a beard on top of it. Yeah, you know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. Whether or not,
playoff beard.
Whether or not that develops into a good solid season, we'll see. But the last time he kind of had this chip was a couple of years ago, and he went to the playoffs. And
yeah,
you know, and I'm not saying the chip is the reason why, you know, you have right. to have a chip to perform well or go to playoffs. I'm just saying you could just tell. You know, the kid feels he has a lot to prove. He's pretty pissed off at the negativity.
Right.
And he wants to go out there and show he's worth the contract and show the negativity, right? The negators, negativity yeah. guy, people wrong, you know?
Right.
We'll see how that plays out, man.
So from a receiving standpoint, did anyone else jump out at you at all? Not at neighbor's level, but anyone else, like could be a tight end or another receiver, anyone else jump out?
I think that, look, now that you mentioned that, I think this Theo Johnson is going to be a big part of this game plan.
I'm glad you answered that. I'm glad to hear that.
I think Theo is going to be a big part of this package.
Nice. I didn't know Chris was going to answer with Theo Johnson, yeah. but I'm so psyched he did. Yes.
I think he's going to be a part of this offense. I do. You know,
attaboy.
I like the way he's looking.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see a lot more next week of minicamp, and obviously when you put the pads on a lot over the summer. You know, but I think he's going to be part of it. I think they look at this kid and like, yeah, we're going to get this kid involved.
Good.
Know? Why?
I'm just excited. I'm excited about.
Okay.
Well, I also don't think Darren Waller's coming back, and I think it's gonna end. No. But I want that receiving threat at tight end again. Yeah. And when Syvertson said Theo Johnson's ceiling is higher than Brock Bowers, that's what gets me excited. Yeah. So you know, I just think he has so much potential and can help. That's all.
Yeah. And you have look, Darren Waller. You know, this game continues. You know, I personally think the Giants know he's done.
Yeah.
But they're going to respect it and all that.
Are they just taking the high road here? Because people are like, why haven't they cut him?
Well, I just think they know he's going to retire. You know?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get. I mean, I'm watching videos and I don't know what the hell the guy's doing. I really don't. I understand, yeah, you know, whatever's going on with him in his personal life. But watching a guy get stabbed in the back, die dead on the beach, the water hitting him, I'm saying to myself, well, what are we doing?
Yeah, do we need more than just we may need mental help here? I'm not kidding. That kind of video.
You know, you look at it, and I understand the significance of his stabbed in the back by his ex-wife, or whatever. But you know, just the whole thing, like,
yeah,
I just, you know, it's like, okay, we got to, let's do something here now. I guess he's going to come down with the announcement this week, Jerry, before mandatory camp Tuesday.
Yeah,
we'll find out. I guess his agent's been leaking it out there that Darren's going to make that final decision. I see people reporting it, which means the agent leaked it out to Adam Schefter's and all that stuff. So we'll find out one way or the other. Look, Jerry, like, we've talked about this numerous times. I'll be shocked if he's in and says, yeah, I want to play football.
Stunned.
And if he is, you know, you as Joe Shane and Brian Dable, you have to do it.
Do you want him?
Yeah, you know, I mean.
I hate asking that question, but like, it's been this long. Like, is he in the right frame of mind?
Yeah. To me, you got to really prove to me you're 100% committed. You know, that I mean, yeah. I see videos of getting stabbed in the back and looks like you're on the beach of Normandy in a water. You're dead on the water. You know, water's hitting your head because you're dead. I don't quite get it. So,
also, I don't know if you know this, but Saquon Barkley, he signed with the Eagles in the offseason. The running back room is another interesting position.
I asked Dable about this yesterday. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead with that.
Go.
No, I was going to ask you, like, what do you like Eric Gray? It's a guy that the forgotten guy, right? But, you know, yeah. I saw a video of him catching the ball out of backfield looking pretty smooth, right?
Yeah.
The rookie Tracy, right? So,
yeah, interesting.
Another fun, kind of interesting group.
It's different. It's new. Let's face it. We used to Saquon the last 6 years, right? Like, okay, we got our back, you know, everything's going to go around him, through him, all that stuff.
Yep.
Different ball game now, you know. Devin Singletary and, you know, the veteran is here. He comes from, you know, he knows Dable well. And second year guy, Gray, this Tracy's a very interesting draft pick, man. You know, you see, here's the kid's a kid you look up close. And built like a, he's solid, man. You know, he's quick. He's got good hands, you know. He's going to be used on kickoff return. He's going to compete. No question, he'll be competing on the kickoff returns. He'll get some punt return looks too. You know, this whole new rule change with the kickoff returns, this is important now. You know, so, you know, it's a different room, Jerry. You know, we're so used to that Saquon now. But now you got Singletary, guy who could get out of the back, 4.6 average career. He could get you some yards, you know, get you some receptions. Eric Gray, I know people are sleeping on this kid. I think people are kind of like, he's kind of like on a back burner, in my opinion, with Giants fans. Like, I like him, man. You know, I like him. I'm looking forward to see him competing this summer. He'll be behind Devin and the Tracy kid and all that stuff. So it'll be interesting. I like the room. I like it, Jerry. I like the room.
I'm going to make a prediction now that Tyrone Tracy, when he gets in the game in preseason, because he's going probably going to go against second, third, even fourth stringers, he's going to look like Brandon Jacobs did when he came into the league again. I remember a game. It was 2005, Big Blue VCR, if you're listening. You can put it out there. Brandon Jacobs, when he got in the game against Cleveland, looked like Jim Brown, like he was gonna go, you know, 50 yards every time he touched the ball. Right. I have a feeling Tyrone Tracy, with his build, with his ability, is gonna look like that in preseason, and Giant fans will be really excited about him. That's just that first preseason game. I can see that happening. So that's just me.
Dante Miller, this turbo kid.
Right. Another guy.
He's real fast too, man. He's real fast. He's raw in the backfield, but he's fast. Competing for that kickoff return.
And Gary Brightwell's Giant career is over, bringing the 2021 draft to what? It's the Aziz Ojulari and Aaron Robinson show at this point, and that is it. So I remember you put on Twitter the other, like a couple months ago, like, 2021, and Gary Brightwell's on the roster. All right, that's all we got.
Yeah.
But the running back room, all four guys you mentioned, right? Like, it's exciting. You know, it's another one like the receiving room where you don't know what you have, but there's a lot of potential. I mean, we know what we have with Wandale, we believe, and, you know, more so I say when I say that, we don't know what you really have with Hyatt and Neighbors because, you know, Neighbors is a rookie. But this running back room is Singletary is going to be the, you know, the bell cow guy at first, but this is a very fun group to watch and see how it transpires.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got, and you know, even Deshaun Corbin too, he's back, undrafted free, you know, another year back.
Yeah, right.
In the mix and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think they'll be fine, dude. They'll work it out. Singletary, you know, is a nice little back. I've said it a million times. You know, he's not Saquon, but he's a good little back. You know, and he added some other guys. And that'll be an interesting unit, no question. A unit to keep an eye on this summer.
So, for those who don't know, when you asked, what'd you ask Dable?
Well, I just asked about his running back room. I said, now it's a different look. You know, what is he seeing and this and that? You know, and Dave's game, you know, he's happy to have Devin. Obviously, he knows him from Buffalo. And he's happy about Devin's taking these kids under his wing, you know, as a veteran, which he is, you know.
Right.
And showing him this and that. And, you know, it's nice to have that veteran in there taking these young guys under his wing. You know what I mean?
Good.
And he likes the versatility. He likes the speed. He likes what he's seeing, you know. And I think Dave will 100% meant it. I know sometimes Stable will give answers to the media, and you can just say, well, he's giving that answer, you know,
the media answer. Right,
and then sometimes he'll give it in, not because of me. I'm just saying, sometimes he does give an answer, you can tell he 100% means it. I think he's pretty excited about them. I think they feel they have a couple of kids that, you know, that are going to do some things, you know, behind a veteran Devin, you know, Singletary.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting group. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the number two back coming out of camp, right? It's going to be Singletary. Yeah. I would predict Gray, but who the hell knows? Maybe it's Tyrone Tracy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm predicting Gray. I'm with you, Jerry. I'm predicting Eric Gray right now. I like him, man. I like him. You know, I think people get clouded, you know, a little bit because, you know, they had him as a punt returner, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I think people associated like, oh, Miss Kim is a disappointment. Okay, well, he's a running back. You know, that was their fault. And
you said from the start, this kid cannot return punts, man.
Well, he's not returning punts this year. I can guarantee you that. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, he twisted his ankle last week, the other day in OTA, and he was in a walking boot yesterday. But Dable says he should be ready for training camp, not mandatory camp next week. He's not coming in next week. He's not practicing next week. I saw him yesterday. But Dable says he should. First, Dable says he'll be there for training camp. Then a couple minutes, he's like, well, he should be there for training camp. So if Dable's talking like that, that means it's not serious. They expect him back, you know, so.
Yeah, Gunner is immensely important to us. I was glad we re-signed him. He really held down that punt return spot. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We're 20 minutes in already. We're right back after this. You listen to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on. And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Biz Ignano. Again, I feel like we have to put an asterisk every time I say this. It's only OTAs. But how'd Daniel look?
Well, he's only in sevens. You know, he's moving. Yeah. He's moving well. Look, what I'm looking for right now with Daniel is see how he's moving in that knee. You know? And he's moving well. You wouldn't even know he had the surgery.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, you know, if they really wanted him to be in team drills yesterday, he could have been. Okay. They're taking it slow with him.
Good.
Is there a chance next week we see him in team drills, 11s, in mandatory camp? I guess there's a chance. Me personally, I think they're going to still hold it out, wait to camp. But he's going to be in camp, Jerry. You know, he's going to be in camp. You know, he's way ahead of schedule like we've been reporting. And I like the way he's moving around. So, so he looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah, and you said it, you know, you said it last week or whenever it was that you saw a little different look with him. I can't help but think there has to be, like, I know these guys, some of them don't pay attention to social media, but it's almost like you can't help but see it. These quarterback lists are just, I mean, it's like they go out of their way to take a shit on Daniel Jones. Like, putting him, like, below Bo Nix, like, I mean, guys, come on. Like, he hasn't even played yet. And I don't know. I see that stuff I laugh at it, but you have to think that just annoys you after a while. Like, all right, come on.
And guys, believe me, he knows about it. He finds out. Don't let these guys fool you. They know what's going on social media, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but staying on the offensive side, Jerry, before we switch over a little bit.
Yep.
One interesting, you know, concerning. You look at the roster right now and you say, well, who's the swing tackle? You know? Now, Josh Azudu has been working left tackle, and he was at right tackle yesterday for Evan Neal, who was on the side, working on the side. And right now, they've been working Azudu, you know. We don't want that. So, he's a guard. Okay, we don't want that. Okay? So, then you look at the roster. We were talking about this yesterday, me and a few guys. Look at the roster. Me, personally, Jerry.
The way you said that cracked me up, man. We don't want that.
No, I think we don't want
that. Yeah, right.
So, you know. Me personally, I don't think this swing tackle's on the roster yet. I really don't. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Tyree Phillips, he's not signing anybody, but he's not coming back to like November from what I understand from his.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay? So, I mean, that could be earlier, but that's what I'm hearing. It's not going to be training camp or anything like that. So, you look at the roster, Jerry, and you say, well, this is a concern. What if Neil goes down? Who's a tackle?
Right.
So, right now, you look at it, and it's, you know, Yadni Kajist and Josh Azudu, that's who's been working at tackle. And I'm saying to myself, well, to me, don't forget now, I'm gonna bring up two options here. Well, to me, I don't know if the swing tackle's on the roster yet.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a veteran coming in, camp, cut, August, whatever it might be. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, they do have Jermaine Illuminor.
Right.
So if Neil gets hurt, he kicks out the right tackle. You put an Aaron Stinney or Azudu a left guard, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and there you go. So, but right now, I'm not talking about, you know, you look at this roster, I would imagine, I mean, but sometimes this, sometimes hasn't gone as I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
How I imagine, but I would imagine Illumino is going to be the swing tackle. Okay, so whoever goes down, he goes to tackle, and then they have some moving parts who goes, you know, for the left guard. Which should probably be Azudu or Stinney. They'll settle that out. We'll find out more. Obviously, a mandatory camp, they're thinking, and training camp. You know, who cross trains, who's here, who's there, and all that stuff. But it's definitely a concern right now because I'm just saying, you look at this roster, you know, it better be Illumino, is what I'm saying, Jerry. It better be, which I expect it to be, you know.
Yeah.
Have Azudu or Stinney or some at guard. But, you know, but personally, I still think they're going to bring in a tackle, you know. And compete for that swing tackle.
Well, if they bring
Illumino at guard, you know, to keep that line, like, you know, so
we'll intact, right?
Sort of like, you know, no moving parts. You just got a guy coming in at right tackle. Neil goes down, you know, instead of switching two spots and all that stuff. But
I've almost conceded that Evan Neal is not going to work. Isn't that terrible? That he's not going to work out at right tackle in my head already. And
I think a lot of Giants fans have conceded that.
Jerry. Yeah, and I don't want to be that way. But I'm just already thinking, well, Illumino is going to be our right tackle. Now, who are we going to play at guard with? You know, if Runyon's on the right side, who's going to be the guard? Is it going to be Azudu or is it going to be someone? So, like you said, they're going to if they bring in a swing tackle, that's because Illuminor is going to be our right tackle when the season starts. Because I don't know what Evan Neal's going to bring to the table. I feel terrible. Like, I want Evan Neal to be good. I just don't have, you know, I don't know. I can't rely on it from what we've seen.
No, you can't say.
I rely more on Jalin Hyatt being a number two receiver than Evan Neal starting at right tackle. How about that?
Yeah, there's not a lot of confidence in Evan Neal, man. So it's year three. Let's, you know, he'll be healthy.
Yeah.
This is it, brother. This is it. This is it, Evan. Let's see if he improves and plays a solid right tackle.
Yeah. All right, so let's get off the offensive line. We talked the excitement of the wide receiver and running back positions, and even some a little bit tight end, maybe.
Stand 1 second before
go ahead, go,
the other
go.
Side of the ball. Brian sure. Dable once again in the mic.
Calling
in the microphone, in the radio.
Calling plays yes, yesterday. That's wait, that's huge. That's important. You know, okay.
Once again, Dave's was calling plays.
I like that.
He's gonna be calling plays.
So good.
You know, I don't care what you know. Dave's ain't gonna admit it. Dave's was not gonna admit it to us. Probably even before the Viking game, the game leading. He'd probably still be like, well, still evaluating it, but we know he's gonna be calling plays.
Yeah, okay. Good. I want that.
And you know, like Devin Singletary said yesterday, Devin was asked about Dable calling plays yesterday. He says, "Oh, he's a guy you better stay on your toes because you don't know what you're gonna get from him when he's calling plays." You know,
good unpredictability. Good,
like, unpredictable likes to be different. So, yeah, but he was there yesterday. Dave's calling plays. He's going to be calling them. I mean, I don't think there's any question he's calling the plays. Good.
Good. And it's a pivotal year for him, so he should be calling the plays, Chris, to be honest with you.
Like
you
I said.
You want control.
You might have that. Well, if I'm going to go down, I'm going down. You know what I
mean?
Going
down swinging. Yep.
I'm down swinging. You know, I'm going down my yep. call. You know, I'm going to be the captain, and boom, you know.
So, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
I don't want somebody else steering the ship. I'm going to be calling the plays, and if my offense goes down, it's going to be because of me, you know?
So that's a good thing, then. I want him to call plays. So, you know, positives. Positives so far, running backs, wide receivers, Brian Dable calling plays. Let's stay more positive. Let's talk about the pass rush a little bit and what you saw. I know it's again, shorts. We have to keep saying shorts and not hitting. But the explosiveness of Brian Burns, have you seen that at all?
He wasn't there yesterday, Brian, but I've seen it this spring, you know.
Okay.
But matter of fact, I see him destroy Josh Azudu numerous times, you know, even though it would have been sack after sack if this was a game, you know. So, but look, we know we're getting Burns, you know, him and Thibodeau. Thibodeau's got he's the one. We know we're going to get Burns, you know. You're going to get a guy who could get double digit sacks, you know. Thibodeau's the guy who's got to benefit from this guy, Brian Burns. And take it to another level, 2 and 3.
So just his presence as well as his kind of mentoring too, right?
Yeah, you know, but I tell you, I want to talk about two guys on the defense.
Go ahead.
I credit Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
These are voluntary OTAs, okay? Mm-hmm. Third year in the league now, fifth overall pick, blah, blah, 11.5 sacks last year. Could have took a couple off, you know? He's been there every OTA.
Good.
Grinding it, man. You know,
nice.
Grinding it. He wants to be great, this kid. He wants to be great. He's out there every OTA working on his game. Him and Burns get together. Z's, they have meetings. Dex, talk about pass rush moves, you know, all that stuff. So I credit Thibodeau, man. You know, he wants to be great. He wants to be in that straight hand class, Jerry, when it's all said and done as one of the greatest Giants pass rushes, you know?
Good.
The kid has the work ethic, man. He's out there. He's out there grinding. I give him credit for that, man. He could have took an OTA. Excuse me, him and Airwolf. Burns wasn't there yesterday. You know, it's all voluntary. Burns has been there a lot, but he wasn't there yesterday. And I give credit, Jerry, to Bobby Okereke, man. You know, he's a guy that played every snap last year.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Okay?
Yeah, right.
All right? And he's out there. Learning that system, man. Learning that system. Out there every OTA. Making sure he's got this stuff down, you know?
Yeah.
Tay Banks, I kind of like the way he looks in, you know, spring of year 2.
Yeah.
Asked Tay yesterday about, you know, a little difference between Bowen's defense and Wink. And he was like, aggressive, a little less aggressive, but aggressive. And I said, well, can you elaborate that a little bit more? And he's like, well, you know, I said, zone? Is that zone? What are we doing here? Basically, what I was asking him. And he's like, well, a little more zone. A little more zone. A little this and that. So,
How do you feel about that?
What, Jerry?
It's just more zone. Do you like that? Or
I
know, because there was an aspect of Wink. You'd always say good Wink, bad Wink.
Yeah.
There's too much bad Wink.
I like the different looks. That's what Bowen's going to do.
Okay.
You know, I like the different looks. I like the different looks. And I don't think the Giants are at a talent level, Jerry, where you could say, oh, we're going to man press this whole game.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, and, you know, Tate Banks is a guy who's going to be able to travel with receivers. He wants to. We'll see how Bowen works that in. He did that last year. Banks did that a few times last year. He traveled with guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to do it. We'll see how Shane Bowen, his system, how much he does do it. But he just, look, Bowen mixes it up more. That's all. He mixes it up more. You know?
Real quick, just a fact here, folks. You brought up Thibodeau wants to be Strahan. If you think about Strahan's career, he drafted 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. He didn't make All-Pro or Pro Bowl till his fifth year. So it took a while for Strahan. Like, I remember hearing about how great Strahan was in practice. And I remember talking to older Giant fans, like, this kid's supposed to be great. It was like 95, 96. He didn't really come on to the – he didn't really explode till 96, 97. So sometimes it takes a little while. So
absolutely.
Those of you who aren't patient enough, just try to be patient with Thibodeau. And again, I mean, had a good year last year, but you know, he's got to put it together a little more. That's all.
Jerry, can you imagine if there was Twitter around and social media with Strahan's first few years?
Oh, just bust. Get rid of him.
That's all you would have seen, that B word. Bust.
Second round pick. This is a disgrace. He's a disgrace. You're a disgrace for drafting him.
I mean, why isn't he Reggie White?
Right. He's 90. He doesn't deserve the word 92. My God.
Can you imagine? Right?
No. Imagine Sims.
Oh.
Or on social media.
Oh, God.
Sims may not have made it.
He might have survived.
I'm done. I'm done.
Too much pressure. Might not have survived.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Year six is when he took off. Wow. All right. Go ahead. Stay on the defense. Go ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, it looks like it's going to be Flott, right? That's going to be his job to lose. Tyler Newbin, looks like it's his job to lose.
Hey, look. I'm fine putting in the young guy's hands. That's fine.
Yeah, and Drew Phillips. Hey, Jerry, he's a second-round pick, man. Let him lose the job.
Yeah.
Right? Get him out there. He's a second-round pick.
Yep.
You better be out there.
Yep.
And Drew Phillips looks like he's going to be his slot guy with Donnie Holmes right on his butt competing with him.
Yeah.
For that slot. You know, that seems to be what they're thinking. Really going to find out more what they're thinking, Jerry, next week when the whole team is there.
Of all those spots, where are you most concerned?
I'm concerned the others, opposite of Tate Banks.
Yeah, that's an easy question. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, look, Jerry, I'm concerned in the slot too, man.
Yeah.
Drew Phillips is a rookie, brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm concerned, you know, opposite. I'm concerned about the secondary a little bit. I am.
Right.
You know? Until they prove it.
So, isn't it funny? When you're on offense and you're young, it's exciting. When you're on defense and you're young, it's, oh my God, I hope this works. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Receiver and running back, like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. At corner and safety, like, oh shit, man, this better work. So, could get ugly.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And Jerry, you know what's going to be interesting competition too? Defensive tackle next to Dex.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Dex is safe, but next to Dex.
Yeah, right.
You know, Jordan Phillips, DJ Davidsons, Jordan Riley's, Ryder Anderson's getting a lot of reps with ones.
Okay.
A lot of reps with ones this spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, next week will be really the telltale sign.
Right.
When the whole team is there, what they're thinking. But that's going to be interesting because don't look at Jordan Phillips and say, oh, you know, that's his spot. Jordan Phillips is coming off a mediocre year. He might not even make this 53, okay?
Wow, okay.
They got some depth here, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ, guys like DJ Javis and Jordan Riley's. Might beat him out.
Yeah.
Ryder Anderson, like I said, he's getting a lot of reps with the ones, these OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jordan Phillips, a nice veteran, nice rotation piece, but, you know, and you got Nacho, right? Nacho's in the mix. So you're only going to keep serving so many guys.
Right.
So this defensive tackle next to Dex, that's going to be an interesting competition, man.
Yeah.
Really interesting competition. I'm interested to see what they have next to Dex next week. If it's Nacho, you know, or if it's Ryan or DJ,
Jordan
or
Riley.
Who they have, you know what I mean? Or Jordan Phillips, or Jordan Riley. You know, I'm sure
that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it will be interesting.
No, not now, but it's going to be interesting, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys there, and not everybody's making this team.
Forgot to ask you about somebody. Did Trey Hawkins get any time on the outside, too?
Yeah, he's been playing on the outside. You know?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
No, I know.
You know, we'll see what happens to him. You know,
yeah.
he hasn't been with the ones, you know. They'll be in and out with the ones,
sure,
going to camp and training camp and all that stuff.
But, and is Aaron Robinson playing at all or no?
No, he's not off the. He's still.
He's still on. I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I'm grasping at straws at that 2021 draft, Chris. That's all.
Yeah, no, keep grasping because he's not even ready yet. So
awesome. All right, so it's Aziz Ojulari season for the 2021 draft.
Aziz, yeah, right. And we'll, you know, hopefully he's healthy this year.
Just stay healthy. That's all I want. Stay healthy so we can see what you can do with, especially with Burns and a better Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence, who just gets better every year somehow. Mm. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, could be a really good pass rush, you know.
Could be a really good pass rush. But you gotta stop the run, Joe. You know, you gotta keep him in those third and sixes, you know, third and five, and third and sevens.
To your point about that, that's what made Strahan so great, guys. If you don't remember, Strahan was just as good at stopping the run as he was at rushing the passer. Textbook.
Absolutely. Really textbook. Good run. Really, really good run stopping defensive end.
He took as much pride in it too. Like
absolutely.
The trash talk he would give the other sideline was awesome. And that's why he was so great. So he would do both, man. He took as much pride in that. So
he would give a lot of trash talk to a father of one of our players.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now, are you surprised he's on the right side, or is that something they can move later on?
Looks like that's what they're going to go with, you know. Illuminati's going to be on the left and running. They want that running kind of experience on the right side there with Neil.
Okay.
You know, Runyon said yesterday, he goes, I'm used to it now. And this and that. I know he said he preferred the left guard. I think when he brought him over, you know, his first press or whatever it was. But he says, you know, he's used to it. He's played it in Green Bay. It's not like he's never played it. He's played it in Green Bay.
Right.
And he's used to it now. And look, Jerry, if things – unfortunately, injury-wise, go haywire. You know, you could always throw him the left guard if you need him. If you have to flip him over there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, as we know, Giants have not been lucky with injuries of the offensive line and all that stuff.
No, no.
So, you know, depth-wise, something Joe Shane, you know, felt he had to improve on. Well, some spots he did. Still, offensive line, you look at it and go, oh, you know.
Yeah, the depth still seems to be guys that we are questioning, like Azudu, McKethan.
What if Schmitz goes down?
Right.
So you got, you know, Austin Schottman. Right. You know, it's right. So, you know, still got to work on that depth, buddy. You know what I mean? He's improved on Joe's addressing it, you know. We'll see how it plays out. Yeah. But Malik Davis. Be excited, bro. There's nothing
Be
excited.
Right.
Nobody's saying that Giants are winning the Super Bowl because Malik Davis is making catches in the end zone and OTAs. But, dude, be excited. But when he was drafted, I know, you know, the quarterback aside, everybody was so pumped about Davis, right? I mean, so many people predicted him, explosiveness, and he showed it every damn day, you know?
Yeah, and I'm going to give you another prediction. So I was actually I called something right. I predicted they would wear their legacy century reds at week one, and they're going to wear them week one. I'm telling you right now, if Malik Nabers opens up with two touchdowns, there's going to be people that say, you know, these uniforms aren't so bad. They're not that bad.
Oh yeah,
that's naturally going to happen.
It's all about winning, right?
Right. You know, they're not bad. I kind of like the tan pants with the Montreal Canadiens jersey we have going.
The Vikings might be laughing their ass off in the pregame.
Right.
It's all about winning.
Right. You know? Right.
And Jerry, not for nothing, dude. They're throwback uniforms.
I like them. I like them.
They're supposed to be ugly, though, dude.
I'm buying them out of spite. Yes. I'm buying like Okereke out of spite, Chris. And
Jerry, aren't they supposed to be? I mean, they're from the 30s and 40s.
Yes.
And 40s.
They're supposed to be ugly.
They're supposed to be ugly. They were never. Right. I knocked over half the shit on my. They're supposed to be ugly, bro.
Right. Right.
I mean, what throwback uniforms are like? You say, oh, they're gorgeous. I'm talking. No. I'm not talking about 1980s Giants. I'm talking about 30s Giants, 20s.
Right. I mean, the Packers and Bears have worn things where I'm like, wow, that is freaking ugly. Oh my God. How did you wear
Steelers?
That?
They look like bumblebees.
The Steelers, awful.
The one season they pulled.
And the Eagles wore one year yellow and powder blue. Like, what the hell was that? Okay.
Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. I was never a uniform guy. I could give a flying F. What the hell are you wearing? I'm not saying that you should look like a bunch of clowns out there, but I'm saying, I know people love uniforms and this and that. I'm like, okay, what's the score of the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm freaking worried about. If they want to wear, they have Guy LaFleur jerseys first game of the year.
Right.
They're going to break them out, like you said, the first game of the year.
Yeah.
This 100-year thing and all that
and stuff. I think you called the Colts game, which makes a lot of sense. So I think it's going to be that game and the Colts game, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But dude, you know, where am I? I know the Red Sox, for example, they have yellow jerseys they broke out for the bombing, you know, in the marathon years ago. And they broke out these, and they're the ugliest damn things going. But they were winning series with these. And so the Red Sox, they were like, no, we're going to keep wearing them.
Right.
and they still wear them to this day sometimes. But they're the ugliest damn uniforms going. They're yellow. And it's like a bunch of beef. But they were winning with them a couple of years ago. And the Sox were like, no, we're sticking with the, you know what it is. I'm not saying the Giants are sticking with the Canuck, Montreal jersey.
Canuck, right.
I'm just saying that, dude, if you win a football game, people are going to be like, oh, those jerseys.
We're gonna keep wearing those, yes.
We're going to buy these jerseys, you know?
Right. So, absolutely.
Anyway, the throwback, they're supposed to be ugly. They are, but have fun with it. As long as you can see them. Jerry, the only thing that annoys me.
I know.
Is that some teams have throwback jerseys.
Yeah,
I can't even see the number.
Like, well, you're gonna have that problem in the press box with these because they're like a little rectangle. Yeah,
that's what annoys me. Like, you can't even see the damn numbers. Like, what the hell is that? You know what I mean? What was that? Blah, blah, blah. Other than that, have fun with it. That's all.
Yeah. Any more observations from OTAs? Anything else that we didn't touch on?
No. I mean, next week should be fun. The whole squad is there. They have to report. Nobody's holding out. The only question would have been Slayton, but we all know that. You know, that was resolved last week.
Right.
Like some teams are, you know, I see some guys are going to hold out. This, you know, the 49ers got a guy. Ayuk might hold out.
Yeah, right.
And all that stuff. And it's fine. You get fined if you do. You know, so not the Giants. Everybody's expected to be there. You can't just call in and say, I don't feel like, no, you have to. It's mandatory. You know, it's 2 days. Three days are gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2 days. They'll have a walkthrough in the last day. Actually, no media, and that's it. And they're all for the summer, you know, so until the end of July. So mandatory is always exciting to go out a little bit, team drills. Do I expect Daniel? No. Would it shock me all of a sudden you see Daniel with team drills? No, that wouldn't shock me either. But I think they're going to hold him off the training camp.
What are you looking forward to seeing next week? Anything in particular?
I'm looking for the secondary, Jerry. I'm looking for a little bit of Flott versus Slayton / Neighbors versus Tate.
I mean, Flott has to get better going against Neighbors every day. No, I mean, just by nature of it.
Unless
his confidence is shot by the end of camp.
No. Now, one thing about Cordell, I talked to Cordell. One thing about him, his confidence won't be shot.
Good, okay.
T. Banks, forget about it. He could be beat 40 straight times, and he'll still come out very confident.
That's what you want from a corner.
Yeah, he admits it. I'm very confident. He's one of those kids, Jerry, T. Banks. Like, all right, you beat me. Watch this next time. You know what I mean? He never loses confidence, that kid.
Good.
So, looking for that. There's only so much without contact, you know, like training camp you look for. And I look for alignments a lot, Jerry. Like, who's here? Who's number? Right. Who's with the ones here? Who's here? You get a feel of what they're thinking, you know? You know, all that stuff. But obviously, since the Giants have this young, exciting receiver, you know, Jerry's like, when Odell was here, like, you look at every practice, look at him, what's Odell going to do? You know, what?
Right.
Now it's like, what's Malik going to do? Against Banks, against Flott, against, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you look for, bro. You know, stuff like that. And obviously you want sharpness. You know, if it's Drew Lock, you want to move the ball with Drew Lock, you know, throwing the ball well.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And, you know, you look for things like that. And it should, you know, it should be pretty fun. You get a really good feel the coaches are thinking. That's the main thing.
One of the things I would want to, I'm curious about, again, it's a secondary type of player in the secondary, is Dane Belton. How many three safety looks do they have? How much is he playing? Guy I always liked, you know, always around the football.
Yeah.
Just one of those things.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm glad you brought that up, bro, because, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Isaiah Simmons.
Yes, that's another one. Yes, you know, good call. Like,
do you get a lot? Do you get that three safety look with Pinnock, Newman, and Simmons, or Belton?
Right.
Pinnock and Newman. You know what I mean? Is Simmons down in the H as a hybrid? Yeah. You know, you kind of get a feel what Bowen's going to be thinking about doing with Isaiah, you know?
Right, right.
Like, you know, on third downs, third and six. Mike is out. Isaiah's next to Bobby, you know? He's down, you know? So, because he's fast. We all know Isaiah can move. So, things like that, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's interesting. You get a good feel, you know?
Yep.
Of, you know, what they want, what they're thinking. You get a really good feel. And then, obviously, training camp. You definitely get a feel. So what they're thinking. But little things like that.
Yep.
And then the offensive line, who shuffles here? Who's right tackle? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In and out and all that stuff. So
last thing, hockey prediction. And which one are you rooting for, a team or no?
I'm rooting for Connor McDavid.
Same.
I love Edmonton's talent, but they have no chance of winning. Yes, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah, I know.
They have I'm not going to be a blowhole and say they got zero chance, but I think Florida will dominate Edmonton in this series. I got them in five.
Five games.
Yep. Like I had Florida in six over a certain other team.
Chris, but I have after game three, when they won it 5-4 in overtime, they had to win game four. And when it went to overtime and lost that one, that was, for me, in my head, we were done. And I just, because see how Florida was dominating them. And if you didn't, you were just not being realistic. I don't want to hear about them.
Unfortunately, unlike yourself, Jerry, unfortunately, other people just weren't being realistic.
I had to be. And you could see that they were just getting beaten up. I went to game one. I got lucky enough to get tickets to game one.
Right.
And 3-0, I'm watching it going, they look like they're in quicksand. Now, maybe there was some time off, but Florida was bigger and faster. And I thought, we'll see what happens. Now, then they won the next two. And I thought it was a miracle that they won that third one. And game four, dude, they had to win that. That was the pivotal game. Because then if you go up 3-1 winning three in overtime, it would start to play with the Panthers' psyche. And all you're going to win is one game out of three, and you got a shot. And once they lost that one, in my head, I was like, this series is over. Mm. And that was it.
Look, Jerry, I put some on Twitter, and a lot of people, they were mad at me. They came at it. I meant it, Jerry. I know you're a big Rangers fan. I don't feel they have anything to be ashamed of losing to that squad.
No, they don't. They do have to make a couple changes, though.
I understand. Oh, I'm not saying that, Jerry. Yeah. I'm just saying, look, if you would have lost to Carolina, I would have said, yeah, that's a kick in the gut. You know, Yeah, I got Igor. They got a mediocre goalie. You shouldn't lose that series. Although, if you didn't have Igor, you probably would have lost the game. But anyway.
Probably.
But, you know, to Florida, look, I saw Florida early in the year in the Meadowlands. Oh, Meadowlands. Listen to me. In the Rock.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with them watching them live. And then they made some trades at the deadline, and I said, you know, the best team in the East just got better. And I know you said something like, was that meant for me? I'm just telling you, they're the best team in the East.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think a lot of Ranger fans thought that President's Trophy meant something because you won a few extra shootouts.
The only thing I would say is you don't avoid it. You win it if you can. I don't think
forget about that. I'm not saying to achieve it. I'm saying that I think a lot of Ranger fans were fooled saying, we're the President's Trophy winners here. Well, how could we be losing this series?
Yeah,
because you won a couple shootouts more than Florida. I mean, you only finished.
And the only win over Florida that the Rangers had wasn't a shootout.
All I'm saying is the Ranger fan, you know, I see. Well, like I said, I could see a lot of people just pick this stuff up in April, too. And two, I don't think it was anything to be ashamed of losing to that team. That's all I'm saying. They're very, very good. I've been telling people this. I told you this. You asked my prediction. I told you, which happened to come through. A rarity for me. I actually predicted her. All I'm saying is that they were a very good team. And look, if it wasn't for Igor, they'd probably get swept. So what I'm saying is, it's nothing to be ashamed of losing to those guys, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Now, as far as the Stanley Cup, Jerry, I told you this off the air, I think. Rangers play Edmonton. The Rangers are winning without question. I said the Edmonton's just not good in their own zone. They got to get that. The Rangers will win that series.
Yeah.
Oh,
on mute.
Hold on. Okay. I said the Rangers will win that series. Well, Edmonton's in the Cup. And Florida's going to win the series because they are going to be in Edmonton's zone. Edmonton's defensemen are just going to struggle with them. They got an average goaltender that's playing pretty decent now in Skinner, but they got a representative guy. And I like Florida in five. I do.
Damn, me too.
And I like the Celtics in five in basketball.
The only thing I'll say about the Edmonton goalie is if I'm him, I would jump off of that number 74 because it just seems like it points him out more how bad he is. Like, dude, why don't you be number 20 or be number 30 or 31? I know you don't not a numbers guy, but like it's almost like the 74, whereas you can't see the numbers on the giant uniforms. That 74 to me just sticks out in like bright lights. Like, oh my God, because he's so average, Skinner, man. He's so average.
Yeah, look, he's just average. Who's actually had a good series against Dallas. I give him credit. He had a good series against Dallas. I just think it's a whole lot. Florida's just too good of a team. Like the Rangers, the fans, you know, I don't know if you're taking a solace, but, you know, you're probably going to probably lost to the eventual Stanley Cup champions. That's the way I look at it.
That's it. They lost to the Rangers were the second best team in the league. And that's what I look at.
You know, once again, arrogance gets humbled. But thank you.
I wasn't arrogant. I'm not. That's not directed at me, buddy. No way. I enjoyed the Rangers. I miss watching them. That's the thing that's the gut punch for me. I enjoyed these playoffs so damn much. And I'm not getting excited about baseball in June. And I mean, it's like,
well, you should be excited, Yankee fan.
They're fun to watch, but I can't do this, man. Like, it's almost like it's like so much commitment to just, I can't watch 162 games. I'll do it leisurely. And whether they win or lose, I walk away from it. Okay. Look, thank you, Yankees. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. But just look, I really meant that. I wasn't being a wise ass on Twitter. It was nothing to be ashamed of losing to Florida, because Florida is a very, very, very good team that's well, well coached, that has a Vezina type trophy goaltender. So it's nothing. Yep. Look, Jerry, when you talk about a gut punch, when you lost to the Devils last year, but the Rangers lost to the Devils somehow. That's a gut punch, because there's no way you should have lost that to the freaking Devils.
And they really embarrassed themselves.
The full goalie last year.
Yeah.
You know, this year losing to those guys in the conference finals, and it's just like.
Especially like I said, since game one, I saw it and I was like, this team's better. You could see it on the live. It's live. It was like almost like magnified watching it live.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
These guys are fast and they're tough and they're taking away the Saturday or whatever.
I mean, you know, if you want to be realistic, if you didn't have Vigo, you know, I mean, he almost got you there, but it's tough. It's tough.
Yep. Well, it's so indifferent to what Lundqvist did, the same thing. Like, just, you feel like you're being carried by your goalie half the time. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, tough to do against a really good team. So.
Yep. Anyway, all right. Sorry about that, guys. But you know, huge hockey fans here too.
Yeah, we have a lot of huge hockey followers. Yeah.
We do. We do. Yeah.
So.
All right, buddy. Next week we'll come back.
Yep. Next week we'll come back. We'll talk about the mandatory minicamp.
Yep.
Which is always big.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging in. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye bye.